It's that time of year again when fans and industry professionals alike descend on San Diego for Comic-Con. There are now several comic conventions across the country throughout the year, but none compared to this annual event that started in 1970. And this year, more than 130,000 attendees will be there, but there are a few notable absences from the convention as well. Joining us now for what she's seeing in San Diego is NPR Books editor Petra Mayer. Hi, Petra.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, give us a feel. What have you seen at Comic-Con so far?
It's interesting. I'm seeing a lot of very scattered things. The big absences this year are Marvel and HBO. They don't have a huge presence here. Some Marvel TV shows are here. But so, you know, usually you can kind of tell what's pinging people's interest by watching the cosplayers, seeing who people are dressed up as. And I've seen a few Wonder Women, a few Black Panthers, some Rey from Star Wars, and a bunch of 13th Doctors from Doctor Who. But there's nothing really that, like, you know, reminds me of the year that maybe 300 came out and everywhere you looked, there were Spartans. I do like to see always the people that have their own sort of personal private things that they love to cosplay. And you can tell that it's like not something that's right in the popular conscious right now, but it's something very meaningful to them. I saw a woman who was Pennywise the clown from It. She'd done a sort of feminized Pennywise costume, and it was amazing and very creepy. And I like the joke costumes, too. I've seen a couple of those inflatable dinosaur suits, and usually they're referencing Jurassic Park. But this guy that I saw yesterday, he had a Thor outfit on over his dinosaur, so he was Dino Thor. He was pretty much my favorite.
As you... By the way, I just want to give a hat tip to all those people dressing up as the 13th Doctor from Doctor Who because she's a woman. Mm-hmm. But I just want to say, so you mentioned that there are some big absences. Again, HBO, it doesn't have a big announcement this year. Neither does Marvel. I mean, how much is that absence being felt?
I think it's being felt a little bit. Certainly, I feel like the line for Hall H, and Hall H is the big ballroom that seats 6,500 people, and that's where all of the biggest TV shows and movies have their panels. And people, it's traditional, they line up for 2 days beforehand. They camp out, you know, the convention puts up special tents and people bring their little encampments with their coolers and their sleeping bags. And, you know, usually they're there to see whatever the big Marvel announcement is. This year, it was very mixed. The line seemed a little bit less intense. And people said they were there. A lot of them were there for Doctor Who, actually. Some people were interested in Predator. And a lot of people were interested in the upcoming Breaking Bad cast reunion. I did feel like there was a little bit of a gap. The mix of shows and movies that's being promoted is a little bit sort of odd. You know, you look around and there's The Good Place has a big installation. And then this new Jack Ryan show from Amazon. Castle Rock, the new Stephen King J.J. Abrams show, has a big presence. But there isn't sort of one unifying thing that's going on.
Well, how important then is Comic-Con to the entertainment industry? Is it still sort of the big platform for major launches that it has been before?
I think it's hugely important. I mean, if you just look around at the amount of money that's clearly being poured into what's going on here, one of the things that's very peculiar to San Diego Comic-Con, because it has so much outdoor space, are what they call activations or immersive marketing. And these are these big sort of virtual reality experiences where you can go inside the world of your favorite show. And I just mentioned the Jack Ryan show. They have an entire city block downtown. I mean, I walked all around it, and of course it's blocked off so you can't really see what's going on inside. But apparently what it is you can go in there and go through a sort of training session where they teach you some combat and they teach you some like superhero, super agent skills. And then you get certified to help Jack Ryan on a mission in the field, and you go into a VR room that's basically like an escape room where they use Oculus Rift technology to put you in the middle of what I've heard is the pilot episode of the show. And it's this just enormous, elaborate installation. They have sort of recreated what looks like maybe a Turkish souk with like stalls and cushions and carpets that people are lounging around on all around this huge installation. I don't think they would do that if this venue wasn't major for them.
Yeah, good point. You going to try it out?
Oh my God, the lines. No, I can't. That's the other thing about Comic-Con is the lines. At one point on Wednesday, I was walking by the convention center and there's this huge line. And I asked a guard what it was for and he said, "Everything. I don't know." That's basically the experience. You got to wait on a lot of lines if you want to do anything fun.
Well, NPR Books editor Petra Mayer speaking to us from San Diego, where she's attending Comic-Con, but not suffering the lines. Petra, thanks so much.
My pleasure.